This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado school districts move to remote learning, the move is leaving behind some students in rural Colorado. Matt Booth teaches social studies in Ellicott, a little east of Colorado Springs.
Most of our students, they do have internet. It's just super unreliable. We really only have like one provider out there, and that's kind of what they're stuck with. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're disadvantaging a chunk of our students who are missing essentially a third of their education this year.
The Ellicott School District does offer students internet hotspots, but the connections are not always stable. University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy says CU's plans are fluid after winter break.
It's not at this point certain whether we begin our semester on campus or whether we need to delay an on-campus experience.
Kennedy says CU has developed some of its own screening tests and plans to start the spring semester with expanded testing capability. New COVID-19 restrictions will close popular attractions in counties heavily affected by the coronavirus. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Governor Jared Polis's new coronavirus restrictions will turn the lights out once again at a number of arts and culture organizations. Although outdoor attractions like the Denver Botanic Gardens and Denver Zoo can remain open, indoor venues like the Museum of Contemporary Art Denver and the Clifford Still Museum will close to comply with the new orders. The Denver Art Museum says they're still in talks with state officials over whether they can remain open. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Highs will be near 50 along the Front Range this afternoon. Colorado Springs has a chance for rain tomorrow. This is CPR News.